So you painted a wall in your house, and it turned out great.
Up. Done.
Now that we're back outside, you're thinking you might tackle the whole house.
Did you eat a lot of paint chips when you were a kid?
Find out if you're ready for the challenge. We're talking paint with the experts from PPG Pittsburgh Paints. Call 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
We've asked you the last couple hours not to call with your paint questions because we had Mr. Paint coming in at 10 o'clock, Mr. Dale Wade, business management developer for PPG Pittsburgh Paint. So if, like the intro said, if you've tried changing the color of a wall inside your house and thought that was pretty easy and now you want to tackle the outside of your house, please do yourself the favor of calling us first. Painting the outside of a house is significantly more challenging than simply changing the color of an interior wall. Mr. Dale Wade of PPG, thanks again for joining us this Saturday morning and joining our listeners.
Well, it's good to see you again, Rosie, and I'm very happy to be here.
Yeah, we're always tickled to have you and your depth of knowledge in the field of paint. In the Arizona Republic article today, we're talking about, you know, it just might not be as easy a job as a lot of people think. What are some of the major differences as someone is scanning, observing, bringing in, taking a look, surveying the outside of their house and saying, you know, I can do this. I can paint this. What are some of the concerns they really need to be addressed?
Well, Rosie, it's a lot of hard work to paint a house. And the secret there is that the prep work is 90% of the paint job.
Especially on the outside.
Especially on the outside because all the substrates have been exposed to the elements, UV, rain, pollutants in the air.
Sand.
Dust. Yeah.
So let's take the typical homogenistic.
Is that a word?
Subdivision home in Arizona. That's tile-roofed, wood fascia'd, wood overhang, stucco walls, down to within 12 inches, 8 inches of the soil, and then exposed concrete stem below. What are the challenges each one of those different surfaces are going to present?
Okay. Well, let's talk about what the secret to a paintable surface is.
Okay.
It's really easy. It needs to be clean. It needs to be dry. And it needs to be dull. And by that, I mean no glossy surfaces.
Okay.
So as we step through that, the first thing you want to do is survey your house. See what kind of damage you have. Do you just need a facelift, or have you let the paint job go so long that you now have exposed substrates that are no longer protected?
Let the paint job go so long. I can't tell you all the grief I got the last time this subject was the subject of our newspaper article. I mentioned that a typical stucco home ought to be power washed and repainted with high acrylic exterior rated paint spray applied back rolled properly about every 5 to 7 years.
That is correct.
They murdered me. I was pimping for the paint companies. They said, oh, you're insane. It's been 15 years since I've painted my stucco house.
30.
From
one caller in Tucson. And I saw a 520 number on the screen. Was that our friend in Tucson? Right. My home's been painted 30 years.
30-year paint job.
No, that was actually our pumpkin guy again. Now he found pumpkin eggnog. He just wanted you to know.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Well,
I'll
tell him, you. Tell him, call us back when he finds pumpkin paint.
Okay. Oh, there you go. That'd be a pretty color, actually.
But I was, what's the word? Excoriated. They murdered me.
You know, Rosie, there's exceptions to every rule. We're talking averages, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure we can find a house that hasn't been painted in 15 years that hasn't suffered any significant damage. But I guarantee you that, they're not far away from that point.
There's a good reason most home builders will use a lighter color is because it doesn't show the wear that the darker colors do.
Exactly so. Exactly so. It doesn't show the dust. It doesn't show the chalking or the oxidation.
Yeah. So we're going to not paint a dirty surface, a wet surface, or a shiny surface.
That is correct.
Let's take a walk around. a stucco home. Now, you've got the different textures. You've got the sand finishes that are fairly smooth, going to have some surface cracks in them that have a bad habit of wanting to flash on you when you caulk them and patch them and then paint them. And then you're going to have that heavy, heavy skip trowel stucco that's just cradling pounds and pounds of dirt in all of that texture. So how would we approach either one of those? Let's take the sand finish first.
Okay. The sand finish is pretty straightforward. The first thing you're going to do is walk around. And when I walk a property, a commercial property, getting ready to write a specification on a repaint, like I said, I survey for damage. So I look for evidence of moisture-related damage, and that's typically going to be showing up as blistering, heavy flaking of the paint, maybe even damage to the substrate.
Sure.
And most commonly, those are sprinkler heads that are not adjusted properly, and the building is getting as much water as the plants.
You've got those arch rainbows, scars and stains across the stucco surface.
Right. You're going to look for cracks in your stucco, which is pretty common. And, you know, it's really important that you get those addressed, because while a paint job is decorative, it's also supposed to be protective.
And we were talking about the typical home with the overhang tile roof. If it's a parapet situation, you don't look for cracks at 4 feet away. Get right up there and look for cracks at about 6 inches away.
Especially on parapet walls.
Especially.
Now, you know, Rosie, you and I both have a favorite pet peeve, and that's elastomerics. But the one place elastomerics do have on a home is on the top of parapet walls, because you really want to waterproof that particular surface, and that's a good way to get it done.
It's a great way.
And is paint a waterproofing product?
Is paint a waterproofing product? It can be, but that's not its primary job. You know, if you have water intrusion issues and you're going to rely on a paint job to fix it, you're betting on the wrong horse. If you have leaks coming in, you need to get somebody that knows their business to come in and take a look at that before you think about a paint job.
And that's why you need that elastomeric in that caulking, because that'll seal that joint. And then a good coat of paint will shed. And the faster it can shed the water, the less chance you have of it penetrating into the stucco.
And the important difference here is waterproof typically means not breathable.
Right.
So on that narrow strip on the top of your parapet wall, that's fine. Right. You want to keep the water out in the first place.
Right.
But you'll have painting contractors that try to go in and sell the customer, the homeowner, on, we're going to waterproof your house with this elastomeric coating.
Yeah, we're going to put a raincoat on it.
Right. And that's just a really bad idea, because eventually moisture does get in the wall, and now it's got nowhere to go.
I'm ashamed at how much money I made in the 90s stripping elastomeric off houses all through North Scottsdale. But you know what? If it wasn't going to be me, who was it going to be?
Right. It's got to come off, because what happens is moisture gets under the film, the sun hits it, it turns to water vapor, and it starts forming these big bubbles.
Well, let's,
and it gets really ugly.
Let's go back to stucco. We got off on a bunny trail there on elastomeric. We're going to elastomeric a top of a parapet only, not any vertical surfaces. But in that sand finish, those cracks that may start at the top of the parapet that will get covered and spanned by the elastomeric coating right along the top of the parapet now come down the face of the wall to the doors and the windows. It may go from top of parapet to bottom of the weep screen. You know, what are we going to do with those hairline cracks?
You typically want to fill those with a material that is designed for filling cracks on walls.
And there's before I fill it, what do I do?
Well, you want to go in and you want to V it out.
Okay.
And typically, the rule of thumb is if it's wide enough, you can get a credit card into it.
Yeah.
You need to do something to it. You need to go in, you need to V it out. And the reason you want to do that is to give your caulking material a surface to hang on to.
Narrower crack than a credit card, a good paint should be able to span that. Is that what you're saying?
Some good paints can bridge gaps very well. Yes. Okay. Your higher quality paints.
Yeah. So we're walking our sand finish home. We've elastomeric coated. Well, we've power washed the surface first. Wouldn't that be the right place to start?
Yeah. You want to do that, because what that's going to do is get any loose or close to failing material off of your home. It's going to expose wood that needs to be worked on. It's going to expose any bare stucco that needs to be worked on. It just gives you a clearer field of vision to look for problems.
So we're going to power wash, and we're not going to power wash with the nozzle too close to the stucco. We're going to hold it a good 12, 14, 16 inches away. We're going to be dialed in at about 2,000 PSI. And if you're blasting sand or texture off the wall, you got it dialed up too high or your nozzle's too close.
Exactly. You want to remove dirt. You don't want to remove parts of your home.
There you go. That's right. So then we allow everything to thoroughly dry. And hopefully we're not doing this during monsoon season, that a new dust cloud has then recoated the home that night. So we're going to assume it's now dry. It's now clean. We're elastomeric coating the top parapet. Now, how are we doing that? With a roller, with a brush, with...
Roller or brush are fine
for
elastomeric coatings. They're typically, unless you're a professional and have a really large pump, you know, and such a small, narrow surface, that's the best way to get it done.
And you're putting that on thicker than any paint you've ever applied before.
Elastomerics need a relatively thick coating. Always follow the manufacturer's directions. But typically, an elastomeric coating is going to be about five times thicker than a normal paint coating in order to achieve the protection that it's intended to provide.
Now we're coming down the face, back to those cracks on the face. If they're narrower than a credit card, we can have a good paint generally span that. I want to come back and talk more. We're going to need to take a quick break here. For those cracks that are as thick as a credit card or thicker, we were talking about V-ing them out. I like to take an air compressor and blow them out. And then what types of caulk are going to fill that in? Because, boy, there's nothing worse than using the wrong caulk there, painting the house, and then you've got all these veins that are showing on this surface. So we're going to teach you the tricks on how not to allow that to happen at your house. All your neighbors will think you're a pro when we get back.